let's go down to the Valley of the Sun and bring in Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic. Nick, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you for stopping by and chatting with us. Giants have taken the first two here. Interesting series. There's, Greinke and Miller, and, you go up against the two big guys for the Giants and Cueto and Samardzija, and now it gets interesting with Peavy and Corbin and then Kane and De La Rosa. This is what these two teams are all about, pitching staffs matching up.
Yeah, you're right. And so far, the top of the rotation for the Diamondbacks just really hasn't been very dependable for them all season. Definitely not what we were expecting to start the year. I think that obviously not what the Diamondbacks expected as well, spending $200-something million for Greinke and giving up all that they gave up for Miller. It's been kind of disappointing so far. It sort of felt like the times when the Diamondbacks were expecting Greinke to really step up and give them that big effort that they needed, he just hasn't been able to do it yet.
No, now what should we expect from Corbin tonight? Now, Corbin has done well against the Giants. As I said, lefty's hitting .133 against them. At home, he's looks like he's getting hit a little more home runs and all that. What do we see from Corbin?
Yeah, you're right about the left-right splits. It's been pretty drastic for him so far this season. The thing that I've noticed, it just doesn't seem like his breaking ball, his slider, hasn't been quite as sharp this season as it was in the past. And there's been some times where the velocity has kind of ticked down. It seems like in the past, at least, he would start off throwing a lot of 93s, 94s. Now it's just kind of starting off, 91, 92. And then it falls off pretty drastic once it gets into the middle innings. So that's kind of a thing I think that the Diamondbacks are keeping an eye on. It'll be interesting to see if it's the same today, where he gets right up around 100 pitches, 90-something pitches, and that velocity gets down to 89, 90, and suddenly starts to look a little more hittable.
All right, Nick Pecoro with us, Arizona Republic. Well, the Giants have stayed away from Hudson and Ziegler. They have been very, very good.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a story of baseball. You got to have the starters give the ball to that seventh, eighth, ninth guy and get it done. Diamondbacks are having trouble doing that.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of felt like one of those seasons where when they get decent pitching, their offense hasn't been able to come through. When they're hitting, the starters aren't there for them. Just kind of been one of those years for them so far. They haven't been able to put it together for extended stretches, especially here at Chase Field. They've had a lot of trouble, a lot more than you would have expected out of this team. Just kind of the way they're built, it's kind of like the Giants in that they've got a pretty deep lineup. Not a lot of automatic outs, throughout it, but that kind of team normally plays well in a good offensive environment. But, here we are, a month and a half into the year, and they're 5-14 at Chase Field.
Chip Hale, and again, you and I talked earlier in the season, when it all started with Greinke after the first game and Miller and all this stuff. He was blaming the media for making too big a deal of it. And then about 3 weeks ago, well, if Chip Hale doesn't turn it around, he's out. What's Chip Hale's status these days?
Yeah, I don't know that it was ever really that dramatic. I think that was some people reading into it. I would be surprised if he's, on the hot seat or anything like that. I know Tony La Russa likes him a lot. I think that those two are pretty similar. They can be very competitive and very intense, and when they lose, they can be in a mood after the game. But, they show up to the ballpark the next day and Chip, seems to be able to flush it pretty well, turn the page. A lot of this stuff, I just have trouble blaming him for the way this season has unfolded. I mean, it's easy when you look at it and kind of can second guess the bullpen usage after the fact when something doesn't work out. But, yeah. I can usually think along with him. I think he's done as good a job as you can expect. I just don't think that it's easy to win when your ace has a 5-something ERA, your number two starter has a 6-something ERA, and everybody in the rotation is right around 4 or above.
Yeah, that's the story of it. I tell everyone, if you want a roadmap to the playoffs, just look at the league ERAs for starting pitchers.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's like follow the money, the Jerry Maguire thing. Just look at the starting pitchers' ERAs and the list in the National League, and the top teams in the league are the top five or six in ERA, and that's the way it works. If you're down in the bottom, you're not going anywhere, and I think that's part of the Arizona problem right now. The other problem is, what's up with Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't mentioned that yet, but that's another thing. This was a guy that, you know, kind of all of their offseason plans were built around the assumption that Paul Goldschmidt was going to kind of maintain this level of dominance that he had, the last three seasons. Been an MVP runner-up two out of those 3 years, and probably would have been right up there again the other year if he hadn't missed the last 2 months with a broken bone in his hand. But he just hasn't looked like himself, and it's strange. I'm not sure exactly what it is. The Diamondbacks have talked about that, needing him to be a little bit more aggressive at the plate. Mm-hmm. And there are some numbers when I, looked at it a week or so ago. You know, he just wasn't being as aggressive on first pitches. He was not swinging the bat, generally speaking, as much. He was getting the two strikes in more of his at bats than he had in years past. And he just hadn't been as good when he gets to two strikes. I mean, this was a guy that for a long time we got used to seeing, go 1-2 or 0-2, battle back, get to a full count, and then, wind up either reaching base or doing damage. And he just hasn't been doing it as much, and I don't know what it is. He just doesn't look like himself.
Nick Pecora with us, Arizona Republic. Nick, is he getting walked because no one is behind him, or is he just not aggressive? What's going on? Because he's got a lot of walks.
He does have a lot of walks, but, I mean, last time I looked, the percentages weren't a ton higher than in the past. I don't know exactly what it is. He's been striking out a lot more, too.
Yeah.
A lot of times, and I don't know where you fall in this argument, a lot of people believe that, lineup protection comes as much from in front of the hitter as behind.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of guys hitting in front of them that have been getting on base, so you feel like there should be a lot of situations where teams are being forced to pitch to him, and it has been the case where he just has had a lot of instances with runners in scoring position and just hasn't been able to come through as much this year. I think he's hitting 200 with guys in scoring position, and I know that's a stat that it doesn't have a lot of predictive value to it, but it has a lot of game to game, day to day type of importance. It's just a fact. I mean, if a team isn't they're not coming through often enough with guys in the scoring position, you're not going to win a lot of games. And the guy they count on the most hasn't been very dependable in this spot.
Well, put him in Posey's category right now because he's struggled as well. What do you think of the Giants and what you've seen in spring training, the first week of the season there, and now you're seeing them again? What do you see?
Well, what we have seen is Pence and Posey just haven't been, it seems to me, haven't been that tough of outs for the Diamondbacks. So it's kind of enabled them to hang with those guys, all season, it seems like. It feels like when those guys are going good, it really lengthens that Giants lineup. But I know when the Diamondbacks won those four games, they swept them in San Francisco. I don't think they did any damage at all. I don't know if that's been the case necessarily all year long, but that's what we've seen when the Diamondbacks have played them.
All right, very good. Nick, the division itself, you got a good look at Colorado, and we had this whole discussion last week. Colorado prediction, 90 losses or more. What do you say?
I don't know. It's hard to say. They've looked really good when the Diamondbacks have played them, but that's also a team and a ballpark that, the situation there where they seem to sort of run out of gas and kind of sputter to the finish most years. So they look like a really tough lineup, especially there at the top when Blackman, Story, Gonzalez, Arenado, or whatever order they have it in. Those four guys are really hard to get through, at any point in the game, at any point in the season, I would imagine as well. I guess I would take the under on the losses. It's hard to watch them and see what they've done to the Diamondbacks so far and say that that's a team that's going to get destroyed. But like I said, I don't know what will happen as the season wears on. What will happen to that pitching staff?
And hey, where's Peralta these days?
Well, he's got a wrist injury. They're hoping to avoid the disabled list with him. It doesn't sound like it's terrible. He I'm not sure exactly what, you know, where it came from either. It just suddenly popped up. They're hoping, you know, a little bit more rest, they can get him back out there. They're lucky they had an MRI, and they're you know, feeling fortunate that they didn't show any serious damage.
All right, Nick, thanks for taking the time. And Ruby De La Rosa tomorrow, as a starter, he's done well. He's pitched nicely, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's done great. He's pitched well three out of the last four times. He's just kind of out there, and you know, he says he spent some time in the bullpen early in the year. I think the last time the Giants saw him, he probably pitched in relief. He's saying that time in the bullpen actually wound up benefiting him. He's kind of taking every inning as though it's like a relief appearance. That's at least what he says. How he's thinking, and it's worked well for him. And you know, he's throwing more strikes. His slider has been really sharp. He's a guy that, you know, has always had great stuff. It's hard for me to trust even in this little stretch he's had. I've seen him have these sort of streaks before and kind of fall apart eventually. But, you know, we'll see if he can maintain it. It's easy to dream on him when you're throwing 96 with a really sharp slider and a good changeup.
Well, I appreciate you being on. These next two games, again, Peavy and Kane, Corbin and De La Rosa, forget about the first two. Whoever maybe could take advantage of these two can make a little bit of separation. I appreciate it, Nick. Thank you.
Okay, see you, Marty.
All right, very good. Yeah, these, you know, you have a four-game series. That's Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republican. You win the first two, and now it becomes interesting, and this is what it's all been talked about.